Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuv Zayin, Shabbos 107, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara starts the new chapter, the 14th chapter of Tractate Shabbos, which is called Shmoneh Shratzim, the chapter of the 8 Shratzim. And our chapter is primarily going to deal with, at the beginning, with the laws of trapping an animal, and also the laws of trapping an animal, under what circumstances is it a biblical violation. We know that in the Torah it says in chapter 11 of Vayikra that there are 8 shiratzim from the Torah, which are the choeh, the achbar, the tzav, the mineo, the hanaka, the koach, the alta, the chomet, and the tenshemet, that these 8 shiratzim, they alone are these creepy, crawly creatures that their carcasses considered to be transmitting ritual impurity, tumah. But all other shiratzim, their carcass is not mitame. In this context, the Mishnah says, shmonet shiratzim hamurim b'Torah, these 8 shiratzim, which are enumerated in the Torah, hatzadin, that one who traps one of them on Shabbos, v'achovo behen, or if somebody strikes one of them on Shabbos and causes the blood to come out or to congeal, whether either in the flesh or in the skin, such a person is going to be chayiv, is going to be liable, because this is an animal which is typically trapped, and so therefore the way you trap it, that's the reason why you're going to do it. That's typically what it's done. And one who attacks them and strikes them, even though blood doesn't come out, is going to be liable because of the prohibition of taking a soul, which is a tolada of the prohibition of shechita, of slaughtering an animal. And all the other shar shkatzim ramasim, all the other creepy crawly things which are not, their carcasses are not tame, like for example the worms or snakes or scorpions, hachovo ben pater, one who strikes them is exempt, because since the blood is not going to go out, we're saying that since the blood doesn't go out, we're going to say it's going to return to its place. Vahatzadan l'tzorech chayev, and one who traps them for the purposes of, for example, for medicinal purposes, is going to be liable. However, shelo tzorech, but if you just trap them so that they don't hurt you, then the person is going to be exempt, patur, because this is not a malacha that one needs for the goof. In this context, the Gemara on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis raises the question, so you mean to say, who is the author of our Mishnah who's of the position that if you trap an animal and it's not for the purposes of medicinal purposes, then you're exempt from it? Then it's not Letzorach, it's exempt. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, this is the position of Rabbi Shimon, who says, Malacha she'en tzricha gufa patar leha, that if it do a malacha and it's not needed for the gufa of the malacha, then you're going to be exempt. And so therefore, when you would trap these shiratzim and it's not for the purpose of the animal itself, but it's just so that the animal doesn't hurt you or damage you, then this is a malacha that's not needed for the gufa and is exempt. So the Gemara says, well, in this context, we have another question. You mean to say that we said that these that if you strike all the other shkatzim and ramasim that you're going to be exempt, which implies ha-horgon, but if you kill them, if you strike them, you're exempt. If you just do a chavala, but if you kill them, you're going to be liable. Mantan, who's the author of this? So says Rabbi Yirmiya, this is Rabbi Elazar, who says, Rabbi Elazar says, ha-horeg kina b'Shabbos, that if you kill a louse on Shabbos, well, they're translating kina as a louse, but really it's a machokas rishonim, if a kina is the louse that crawls on your head, or if it is this kina is something as opposed to the parush, which is later on in this tractate, later on in this sugya, or if it's something that grows from the ground. But most say that it's a kina is what crawls on your head. So says Rabbi Elazar, if this louse that crawls on your head, if you kill it on Shabbos, it's like killing a camel, and you are liable for it. So the Gemara challenges this. Maskevo Rav Yosef, he says, Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan oe de Rabbi Elazar el bekino. When do the rabbis only argue with Rabbi Elazar by a louse? The ina paravarava, because it doesn't reproduce. The understanding of Rav Yosef and the understanding of the Gemara and the understanding through a large part of history was that the lice don't reproduce from eggs, but they reproduce from spontaneously from the body of a human being. And so therefore, that's why you're not going to be liable. That's why there's a position that you're not liable for killing a louse. However, shar shkatzim v'ramasim, but all other creatures, deparim v'ravin lo pligi, but on all other creatures which reproduce in the normal manner from eggs, then everybody's going to argue that it is going, nobody's going to argue, and everybody's going to say that that you're liable for killing them. And both the source for this is from the rams, which were killed in the Mishkan for their skin. Rabbi Eliezer says it needs to be like a ram. Just like rams, they have the taking of a soul, so to everything that has the taking of a soul. And so therefore, if you kill a louse, you're liable, because you're taking its soul. Whereas Rabbanan are of the position, Ke'ilim, Ma'ilim, Deparim, Verivim, just like rams are reproducing and multiplying, so too you're only liable if something reproduces and multiplies. So what about today, where today we know that the kinim do not reproduce spontaneously, that they reproduce from eggs. The Rambam rules in Laws of Shabbos, chapter 11, the Rambam rules that these ramasim that come from, like, either they come spontaneously out of fruit, or else they come from the flesh of a human being, one who kills them is exempt, like Rabbi Eliezer. And so therefore, he includes within this one who kills a louse, who takes it off your hair and throws it and kills it, you're going to be exempt. But the commentaries point out, but today we know that that's not true. Today we know that the lice don't come from spontaneously, that they come like the rams, that they come from eggs, or they reproduce through male and female. So if that's the case, what is this allowance of the Rambam shouldn't apply to insects and creatures anymore. And so therefore, someone would be strict that even though the Rambam says you're allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos, someone would be strict and say you're not allowed to kill lice because today they come from eggs. We know they come from eggs and not spontaneously.